So what do you think is the reason or some of the reasons why the pendulum is swinging back, or why do you think you might?
One of the things I think we can infer from our data is the fact that 59% of those in our study are being raised by Gen Xers. So while predominantly baby boomers were the parents of the millennials, we now see Gen Xers parenting this next generation of Gen Zs. And I think that there probably has been a shift, and we certainly see this in some of the preliminary parenting data, around a different style of parenting. So we probably have heard that helicopter parent that was hovering over the millennial to what's being referred to as much more sort of free-range parenting, giving children a little more freedom. I think along with that has come discussions and dialogue around either A, this is what I expect of you, and please don't be like that. Maybe some of those Gen Zs have watched the challenges and struggles that their millennial siblings or people that they know may have had challenges in finding work, keeping it. But I think more importantly is that there's also key messaging around the fact that they maybe have to be more accountable, have to be more responsible as it relates to their finances. And their parents have said, look, I've worked for one employer for 5, 10, 15 years, but I've had 3, 4, or 5 different careers when I've been there. So you don't have to job hop in order to be successful. So I think some of these messages are coming through at home. Some of them are probably coming through at society at large. And then I'm not sure about how the school system's adjusting. I do work in colleges, universities, and school boards, but I think that maybe there's an undertone around what are the expectations they have to bring to the workplace to be successful.
Well, things are changing if they're listening to their parents.
Well, let's not be ridiculous here. No one's really listening, but somehow it seeps in.
What about social media as well as traditional means of media? Do you think they're coming around, or do you still think it's a bit of a cancer as far as skills when it comes to the workplace are concerned and some of the things towards work ethic and so forth?
Well, I think in their work ethic, I suspect that we're going to again find a workforce that is a little more respectful of authority. We asked them questions along the lines of, do you think you need to do what your boss tells you to do? And they said yes. Or follow company policies and procedures? And they said yes. We asked them a question, do you believe that if you got your, sort of ideal job, would you feel lucky to have that job? Or do you think the employer would be lucky to have you? And they said, we'd be lucky to get that job. So what that denotes to me is a level of some, and perhaps increased level of respect for authority and process. But as I coach leaders on, we can't be doing this blindly. So if we're bringing younger people in, we need to explain the why behind the why. This is not going to be a generation that's just going to, follow the rules and do what they're told just simply because it exists. They're going to expect to be engaged, expect to be involved in dialogue, but they may not, we're not sure, but they may not push back as much as we may have seen from the millennial.
Are employers excited, and do they know about Generation Z?
Well, I'm doing my best to share the research, so thank you for the opportunity to do so with your listeners. And yes, they are. I work across Canada, the U.S., and globally. And people are very, very enthused to understand this generation. I think there's been a little bit of exhaustion around understanding the millennials. So there's a better breath of fresh air to understand this next generation. And partially because the data is quite positive. We termed our white paper a generation to look up to because we really believe that the Gen Zs are going to draw on the work ethic of the baby boomers, the independence of their Gen X parents, and the innovation and creativity of the millennials.
Are they going to get summer jobs, or are they going to wait till the fall?
I'm sure there's lots of students looking for summer jobs. And given that we know they want that level of security, I think one of the things that's going to be most helpful for employers if you're bringing in summer students this summer is to talk to them about what they need to do to be successful to be hired back, either during the school year or the next summer or for full-time position. And there's a lot of students that are looking for work, and I think it's connecting with them around that notion.
Well, one last question. Are you finding students are jumping right into the workforce? A lot of kids used to want to travel. Are they finding more balance there, or are they being a little more studious and jumping right into employment?
It's a great question. We didn't ask in our survey around that sort of notion of a gap year, taking time off between. But we did ask questions around who was working currently full-time while they were going to school. So 4% of those in our survey were in school full-time, and almost 25% of them, I think the data was 23.4, were working full-time at the same time as they were going to school. So that would imply to me, again, that maybe this is not a generation that has the same access to the bank of quote-unquote mom and dad as previous generations have. And that coupling that with their expectations around saving and some fairly realistic expectations around debt and student debt, I suspect that this generation, if they're taking time off, for a gap year to travel, they may be funding it or partially funding it themselves.
Where can people find out more about the study?
Feel free to go to our website at www.ngenperformance.com, and people can email us if they'd like a copy of it. And we've got lots of blogs and information on our site as well.
Insightful stuff. Thank you very much, Giselle.
Thanks for having me, Howie. Have a great day.